Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Jesus and his disciples had likewise been invited to the celebration. At a certain point, the wine ran out, and Jesus' mother told him, "They have no wine." Jesus replied, "Mother, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." She instructed those waiting on tables, "Do whatever he tells you." As prescribed for Jewish ceremonial washings, there were six stone water jars on hand, each one holding between 15 and 25 gallons. "Fill those jars with water," Jesus said, and the servers filled them to the brim. "Now," said Jesus, "draw some out and take it to the steward." They did as they were instructed. The steward tasted the water, which had become wine, without knowing where it had come from. The only ones who knew were those who were waiting on tables because they had drawn the water. The one in charge called the bride and groom over and remarked, "People usually serve the best wine first. Then, when the guests have been drinking a while, a lesser vintage is served. What you have done is keep the choice wine until now." Jesus performed this first of his signs at Cana in Galilee. In this way, he revealed his glory, and the disciples believed in him. The good news of our salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, 3 weeks ago now, we celebrated the Feast of Epiphany when the three magi traveled to meet the newborn Jesus. You likely recall the word Epiphany is from the Greek, and it means manifestation, appearance, or the term I like best. Sudden realization. On the Feast of Epiphany, the sudden realization was that Jesus was not just born to be the Messiah of the Jewish people, that Jesus was born as a humble king of all people. The next Epiphany, last week, that of Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River by his cousin John, was the sudden realization conveyed. That Jesus is not just human, but human and divine, the beloved Son and the presence of God among us, in whom God takes great delight. Again today, we have another epiphany in the wedding at Cana. What is the sudden realization in John's portrayal of the wedding at Cana? It strikes me that the message is as clear as a bright star in the night sky. Jesus is at a wedding, enjoying the festivities with friends and family. Jesus, he has all his needs met, and he has all that he needs. He is among friends. He is celebrating. He is happy. His mom comes in and points out that the wine has run out. Mary might as well have said to Jesus, "Son, everyone's happiness here and now depends on you. This whole event is in your hands, Jesus." Mary has already recognized what Jesus is about to learn. I can hear the echoes in the gospel of her saying to Jesus, "The kingdom is now, not somewhere in the future. It is now, right here, and it's up to you." In God's kingdom, bread multiplies, water becomes wine, and you, Jesus, can make that happen. It's your job and it's your time to respond. And are these not the words of Mary and the Holy Spirit to each of us? If we trust and surrender, if we open our hearts and respond, if we pray, we share and act, God is in our midst. We receive and we have everything we need and more. Water flows, The best wine emerges, and we have what we need in abundance. Enough of the good wine flows freely. So maybe the epiphany at the wedding of Cana is the freeing message that God provides abundantly. In the kingdom of God, there is no scarcity. Everyone is clothed as beautifully as the lilies of the field. Bread multiplies and fills bellies, and wine, the joy of life, flows freely. God provides abundantly. But at Cana, God didn't just provide. God, in cooperation with a human, Jesus, provided. We see for the first time at the wedding of Cana that Jesus, in cooperation with the Father, has miraculous abilities. Do you remember Jesus' words later in the Gospel of John that we would do even greater works than Jesus had done? When we love and cooperate with our good God of love, miracles can and do happen. Money flows to those who need it. Hands miraculously knit yarn into warm hats and gloves and blankets, all filled with love. Food is brought and blessed and shared, and no one goes hungry. In the kingdom of God, we are all so connected. If someone hurts, I hurt. And if someone is in need and I can help, how could I not? In God's kingdom, love becomes a part of our very DNA. We are transformed by love, and love transforms us. In God's kingdom, which is both here right now and still yet to be, everyone has what they need. In God's kingdom, because everyone contributes and every need is met for love and connection, for food, for housing, for education, for health care, every person can flourish and become the person God meant them to be, reaching their potential to see and use the gifts of their individually gifted self to bring more life and more abundance to all. The common good reigns. So, my friends, maybe the epiphany at Cana is that in cooperation with us, the God who is with us gives gifts in abundance, unique gifts, differing gifts. And when we each bring our unique gifts to the table, we all have everything we need, and we flourish. Everybody matters, and we need everyone. We need and rely on the unique God-given gifts each person has, and each person needs us for our gifts. When we are all connected, we have everything we need. Is that not the same speech that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial? In that speech, Dr. King said, "I have a dream. I have a dream of abundance, not scarcity, of my kid and your kids playing together. I have a dream that one day every valley will be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope and this is the faith. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of a mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discord of our nation into a beautiful symphony. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, knowing that we will be free one day. Saint Oscar Romero said in one of his last sermons before he was martyred, "Let us not tire of preaching love, for this is the force that will overcome the world. Even if we see waves of violence coming to drown out the fire of Christian love, love must win out. It is the only thing that can." Let us pray. Loving God, with Mary and Jesus, help us to see and respond to the needs before us. Work miracles in the lives of those we touch, and bring us to the light of your kingdom now and forever. Amen.